Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys are on the November elections. They're trying to get gas prices down, and that's what this is all about. They're out pleading with Iran, with Venezuela. They'd rather deal with international killers than work with American drillers right here at home. The answer is so obvious. It's right here.
And the administration possibly turning to Venezuela, a government we do not recognize, dangling easing sanctions in exchange to allow Chevron to pump more oil there. White House economic advisors knew their transition would be tough and economic pain for Americans. Listen to this.
We are in a transition, Stuart. We are trying to transition to a more clean energy environment. That is good for the economy. That's good for certainly for the environment. And that's where the president wants to take us. But in these transitions, transitions are tough and they take time.
So the administration knew this economic pain that Americans are feeling would happen. Back to you.
That's astonishing.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan.
To do this to the American people, to cause this level of pain on purpose. Mm-hmm. And as I've been wondering, we're just getting started. The only thing that is keeping you from a level of pain that Americans historically, and I can prove this economically, have never felt before, except maybe in the Great Depression, not recession, depression, is that midterm. Yeah. And then it gets real after that. It's going to get real.
Love that line. It was that Joe Concha from Fox News who said something about rather deal with international killers than American drillers.
Yeah, that was a congressman from Texas.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
All right.
But yeah, no, that is exactly where we are. The level of hatred for Americans. And the New York Post nails this this morning when they say that the Democrats and Joe Biden hate red states and red Americans so much that they would rather enrich Venezuela. I mean, I don't know if you remember the article I did about what it's like in a Venezuelan prison for people who oppose the government. They crucify them. Let that sink in. They get crucified. That is one of the ways they torture them. Okay? And we're like, well, yeah, but they're not as bad as, like, oil companies in Texas, though. I mean, that is the position of the Biden administration. The things, the atrocities that have been committed in Venezuela, understand this is a country that confiscated the guns for everyone's protection from crime, then turned around less than 3 years later. This is what the Democrats will do here if they get your guns. Turned around less than 3 years later and handed them out to people loyal to the party, party members, so they could shoot their neighbors. Because they were knocking over food trucks for food. They were robbing food trucks. You can't even transport food for there. People are starving. So again, with the left, it's not about an opposition to guns, as we've seen with John Fetterman. It's about anybody but them having guns. They intend to have guns. Our side fundamentally misunderstands this. Did you see, by the way, with John Fetterman running in Pennsylvania? Did you see what's going on there?
Yeah.
The Democrat? I mean, this is a guy, okay, white guy, big white guy. Mm-hmm. Black joggers running through his neighborhood. The guy's a jogger, mm-hmm. Okay? He chases him and threatens him with a shotgun. He says, well, and he gets caught, and he's on TV trying to explain why he did it. That black guy is in commercials now going, no, he did it because I'm black. He didn't want me in his neighborhood. He says, we know why. I know why he did it.
So where are the charges? Particularly if he left his property, he was doing far more than that lawyer and his wife did in their closed, gated community where people had broken in and they stood on their doorstep with a rifle and a pistol. And they were charged. Now, if he took a shotgun and was running down the street.
Okay, let's Let's look at just for comparison to understand this, put it in perspective. Okay, do you remember the woman in New York? Her name is Amy Cooper. Her life is absolutely destroyed because there was a black man. She's out walking her dog. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2020.
Oh yeah.
There's a black man. He's bird watching. His hobby. He's out there. You know, whatever. She becomes alarmed with him, and she's questioning him, and what is he doing there? It gets recorded on social media. Turns out he's not a criminal. He's a bird watcher. She's absolutely destroyed by the mainstream media. I mean, this thing took on a life of its own, right? Her employer fires her for racism. I mean, she's saying she's going to call the cops. He shouldn't be there, whatever. So her employer fires her for racism. She's unemployable. She's broke for life, which is the sentence for overt racism caught on videotape when you make a misassumption about somebody who is black, which, of course, you should not do. I'm not defending that. Don't misunderstand. What I am doing is saying, because that woman was nuts, what I'm doing. And, you know, by the way, here's the thing I love about her. Typical liberal, right? This is New York. Oh, are they racist? You want to know what racism looks like? I got two words for you. Martha's Vineyard. That's all you need.
Oh, yeah.
Martha's Vineyard, right? So, but she gets busted doing this. She's white. So she is completely destroyed. She sues her employer, loses. She's done. For what John Fetterman did. Exactly. Except he got a shotgun and chased a black guy. She didn't come after him with a gun. And he is the toast of the town on the left. They don't care.
No.
And the only person who's got this figured out besides Candace Owens, who is a major figure, as a famous talk show host used to say, is Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kanye West. So while the left tells us on a loop they are for democracy, they are trying to preserve democracy, right? That's all they care about. They care about democracy unless we disagree with you, in which case we will threaten to kill you. Or unless you're a black man jogging in our neighborhood, then we'll chase you with a gun.
You know, if you look at the polls right now, the last thing Democrats want is democracy.
Oh, they do not want democracy.
Because
they absolutely
right now,
do not.
You look at polls in this country, almost anywhere in the country, Democrats are going to lose. If you're talking about democracy, where everyone votes on every issue, they're going to lose. Not just seats, but they're going to lose on issues. So it's always hilarious to hear Democrats talking about democracy.
These are the people who fully support the FBI, fully support not having equal rights under the law. In fact, that's a policy. They want to cancel you. They want to censor you. They want to send the FBI after you if you merely post that you distrust the federal government, that you have questions about the 2020 election. That's who these people are. But I want to play this from Kanye West. I'm going to make a big deal about this today because what Kanye West did on Tucker Carlson, right? All Kanye West did was link arms with Candace Owens and wear a White Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was on that shirt again?
White Lives Matter.
White Lives Matter.
White Lives Matter. And all they're saying is human lives matter. All lives matter the same. That is how that should be in a society that is fundamentally fair and honest. All lives should matter. Okay? Listen to what he got from liberals in Hollywood. And the reason this is instructive, I don't care about liberals in Hollywood. I'm never going to have to live next to them. I can't afford it. And they'd probably chase me with a shotgun if I jogged in their neighborhood. Because that's democracy, right?
Yes,
that's what democracy looks like under a Democrat.
Oh, gosh.
You want to know what the perfect example of democracy was? Is the murder of Jesus Christ. I mean, this Pontius Pilate, dude, this guy didn't do anything. He's just innocent. I'm going to let him go. And what does the crowd say? No, we don't like him. That's democracy. That's the left. Okay, so, but I want you to hear this, okay? So this is a left. This is a left around Kanye, okay? This is what they say unfiltered. This is what they think unfiltered. If you disagree with me, you should die. Again, what did Kanye do? Wear a White Lives Matter t-shirt. That's it. And be seen with Candace Owens. That's it. That's all. Take a listen.
My so-called friends slash handlers around me told me, like, if I said that I like Trump, that my career would be over, that my life would be over. They said stuff like people get killed for wearing a hat like that. They threatened my life. I had someone call me last night and said anybody wearing a White Lives Matter shirt is going to be greenlit, and that means that they're going to beat them up if they wear it. And I'm like, you know, okay, green light me then.
It's just violence. It has become the reflex. Like, well, I disagree with that. I'm going to have to get violent. Yeah. Yeah. And that is what they call democracy. But that is what they really think. That's how they act. That's what they say. That's how they talk in their circles, these left-wingers.
And these are the folks that control the bureaucracies of the federal government and social media and corporations.
And I'm going to be handling that in the battleground over the next week, because an amazing thing is happening. I could have never predicted. They are privatizing the revolution. They're privatizing the revolution. Do you see what just happened with PayPal? If you are raising money on PayPal, you've got a child, needs cancer care, you whatever, and they catch you spreading what they call misinformation anywhere or doing anything they consider intolerant, which equals not agreeing with them, $2,500 fine. They'll take it right out of your account.
Good girl.
Here's your problem. You got to file a credit card to open that fundraising account. They take it right from you. It's right in their bylaws. You agreed to it when you sign up.
Well.
So, I mean, obviously don't use PayPal, right?
Yeah.
But what does this tell us? The avenues for basic human rights, basic free speech are being cut off every day by another corporation at the direction of the left. This is just today's story. Maybe another one tomorrow, another one after that, another one day after that. Every single day. It never ends. They are privatizing the totalitarian revolution, and the corporations are carrying it out for them. I never thought would have thought that would work, but it would. And Kanye's feeling a brunt of that. It's unbelievable. Threatened my life. This is how liberals talk. His friends in Hollywood. This is how they talk when they're not in public. It's what they think.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, if John Fetterman was a Republican, visions of Ahmaud Arbery would be flashing all over the mainstream news media. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely outrageous. Just the treatment. Racism, overt racism, is okay if you're a Democrat. If you're running for Senate, they will support you. You chase a black man out of your rich neighborhood with a shotgun for being black, and that'll be cool. It'll be fine, but you do that in a New York park, and of course, this is racist, and it was racist, as the liberal Karen did. You get crucified. Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying you should do a thing like that. She deserved what she got. She was an idiot. Turns out the guy was birdwatching, had no criminal record. He wasn't menacing her. He wasn't scary. But the point is, she was absolutely crucified and vilified in the media, torn to pieces. Lost her job, never get a job again. Lost her lawsuit against her employer for firing her. Employer was within his rights. So where is that treatment of John Fetterman? No, he celebrated. He's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He celebrated. And we're told that Oz is a racist. Well, based on what? Trump endorsed him. Okay. Okay, cool. Did he chase a black man out of his neighborhood for jogging with the shotgun? No, okay. I thought they didn't like guns, liberal. No? Okay, it's good. As long as it's the right black guy you're chasing, the right neighborhood, right liberal, right white liberal. Come on, we saw what they are, what they were with the Martha's Vineyard. You're supposed to, if you are brown, if you're non-white, you're supposed to vote for them and shut up. Oh, get out of their neighborhood. We get you out with the National Guard, 24 hours. We will remove you from Martha's Vineyard. We can't have you here. And they just shrug. They just shrug and call the people who shipped them there racist. I mean, this is the thing that kills me. The racism of the left is so overtly over the top that it is in your face. And there's nothing. There's nothing. Like Joe Biden explaining. You know, if you let him go to work on society for a while, black people will be able to own houses too. Okay. I have black people in my neighborhood who own houses, nicer houses than the one I have. Maybe Joe Biden ought to get out more, spend that way for many decades. I was out putting up Halloween decorations last night. Way to say hey to my black neighbors. Hey, how you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing? They've been living there the whole time. Somebody should email Joe Biden and let him know. It's not an isolated incident either. This is the overt racism and the turning of the head is just unbelievable. Texter writes, the bottom line is rules for thee and not for we. We are the elitist. Yes. Texter writes, overt racism is the Democrat Party. Of course it is. Unbelievable study, folks. I opened the show with, I'm still reeling from this. You know what is going on here with Saudi Arabia? Drop kicking Joe. Joe Biden, here's what, if the media actually reported this honestly, Joe Biden and the Democrats are used to kid glove media treatment, right? They are used to a lie being constructed and pushed by the media to cover for everything they screw up, right? So they just expect they're going to go to Saudi Arabia and MBS, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, will play along with the pretend. We'll pretend that poor Joe's just trying so hard to get your gas prices down. That he'll pretend that OPEC has raised them. That he'll do all the pretend. That did not happen. Outside of our country, the world is watching an economic freak show where literally the America explodes in rage and betrayal because OPEC has decided to cut 2 million barrels but has no reaction when Joe Biden cuts how many? Yeah, that'd be 2 million barrels. Huh. So we could just go back to the Trump policies and add 2 million barrels. Yes, we could. New study by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. The U.S. would be producing 2 to 3 million more barrels of oil a day, totally make up for the OPEC cut, and between 20 and 25 billion more cubic feet of natural gas. And the economy would be increased by $100 billion a year if all Biden has to do is return to the Trump-era policy. That's all he got to do. That's all he has to do. So we're outraged, righteous outrage, when OPEC does this to us, when we're struggling to afford food, struggling to afford housing, looking at a 7 to 8% inflation rate. But when Biden does this, shrug his shoulders. And they're just watching this in the world's capitals. They're just like, their mouths are hanging open from India to Russia to OPEC to Saudi Arabia to Brazil. They're just like, what? Huh? What is it? It's okay if Biden starves the people, but not if we do. Literally, the cut is the same amount of barrels. Two to 3 million more barrels of oil a day. So let's go back and look at this. Let's look at this because this is the news. You can pull this up yourself. It's very instructive. You can see it yourself. You don't take my word for it. EIA.gov. Just put up United States daily oil, daily oil production, okay? When Donald Trump took office, I can pull it up right there. January 2017, we were producing 8.8 million barrels a day, okay? by November of 2019, 2 years later, we had gone from 8.8 million barrels a day to 13 million barrels per day. What could we physically produce at this point? 15. We could produce 15. That is astonishing. That is almost 5 million barrel a day gain under Trump. It changed the world. Made gas cheap. People stopped starving. Literally GDP, not just of us, but the entire world was raised. 13 million barrels a day. Where are we now? Down, back down to 11,000. See a problem there? It's 11.8 million from 13. And we have the capacity, the physical ability to produce 2 to 3 million more. But he won't do it. So the whole tenor of the media, everything, I mean, even Fox News, so on and on and on. Yeah, OPEC. Who cares? Who cares what OPEC does? Why do we care what OPEC does? I don't care what OPEC does. I care what Joe does. I can control that. Joe did what OPEC did. And OPEC's like, damn, we'll just double down on what Joe did. We'll get rich. I don't blame them. I'm not mad at them. I'd do it if I were them. They're going to get rich. So as you watch and hoard, by the way, you should have heard the CBS story. Average price to fill up a gallon of a mid-sized car in California right now, to fill up a tank of a mid-sized car in California right now, $100. Good. Let's go to $150. No, let's do it. Let's maximize the pay. I am willing to pay to watch the pain. You know what I want to see? I can't wait till they're crying. These liberals who voted for Joe, I want to see him cry on national television. And I will be filled with nothing but joy. Nothing. And I don't mean to be bitter. Because you know what it'll mean? They're learning. They are learning. It's going to take pain. Unfortunately, the rest of us are going to have to go through it with them. Yesterday, the text line exploded. We were talking about this new study, Are Women Boycotting Marriage? The numbers are staggering. It's for comparison's sake. By the age of 35, in the 1940s, almost 90% of women had married. 1970s, it was still over 80% of women had married. Today, it's less than 50. It's right at about 45. By the age 35. The numbers, I mean, it's an absolute sea change. We're talking about why that is and what's going on with it. Well, I just happened to stumble across this article. This boggled my mind yesterday. This is almost as boggling. I'm starting to get an idea for why, because there were a lot of theories from the audience yesterday. We just had a great show yesterday. So many of you chiming in. And look, I got some of you a little fired up by telling you, I am doing the opposite of what my mother did. And my father had so much emphasis put on get your career set, you know, get everything, get your education, get your career set, get everything right. Don't even think about getting married until you turn 30. And somebody texted that to me yesterday. I'm telling my daughters, don't even think about marriage till 30, and I lost it. I'm always raising my daughter a totally opposite way. I'm always emphasizing family's most important. Finding a husband is most important. A good husband, not a husband. Finding a rock is the most important thing you'll do. That is what I emphasize the most. It is your biggest and most important job. Yeah, we're preparing for a career, obviously. And we're plotting our way, what courses to take and, how to get into a good college. Do all those things. We're doing all that. But you can walk and chew gum. And that advice that we gave to so many women is, you know what? This is why your daughter ended up living with a guy for 8 years. Because you told her the time had to be perfect so she couldn't get married. And that great guy she met when she was 21... Well, you couldn't do that. So she let him go. She never could find his equal. And I'm teaching my daughter the opposite. You are 14 now and you need to begin looking for your husband. And the text line exploded. People thought I was nuts. As other people said, no, that's a great idea. No, this is what you need to do now. It's not going to be like even when I was growing up or my mom was. Men, not males, men are hard to find. People who share our values are not easy to find. And then are good people and dependable people and solid people. You have to start now. She said, I'm 14. I said, I know. You need to think proactively. Just the way you do about your career. You need to think that way. You need to strategize. You need to set goals. That guy could be the one sitting in front of you. Well, he's only 14. Yeah, I know. A ton of people on the text line. That's when they met their significant other, right? Because I'm telling you, the available pool of marriageable people in this country is shrinking because of the culture. You got to get proactive. You know what you're being proactive about? Why can't we be as proactive about our happiness? About the most important thing you will ever do. The only thing you will do on your deathbed that will ever matter. I don't care if you build a billion-dollar corporation. It won't matter. It's who's standing around it. That's your legacy. Right there. Nothing else matters. Not really. You pay the bills. You'll figure it out. So I'm raising her that way, the complete opposite of how my parents raised me. And I know what they were doing. I had great parents. They wanted me to survive. I don't want my daughter to survive. I want her to thrive. Getting that right is 10 times more important than getting the career thing right. And then this article just came out. And overnight I realized, well, maybe I should fear for more for my sons. Listen to this. This is a sea change. I don't know how our sons are going to get married. They need to start doing what I told my daughter to do. Listen to this. We've never seen this in society before. Headline from The Hill. You should read every word of this. Young women are trending liberal. Young men are not. I explained why this was in a recent podcast. There is a counterculture of young men gathered around the videos of Matt Walsh and Ben Shapiro. They're the rebels. Used to be the rebel was the guy in the leather jacket on a motorcycle. Not anymore. Now, listen to this. This is staggering. 44% of young women counted themselves as liberal in 2021 compared to 25% of young men. Okay. Now, today, you know, 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been a big thing, right? You could have a mixed marriage, liberal and conservative. You can't anymore. You can barely have a conversation with these people. It's so filled with landmines. What are young men going to do? These are two different cultures. I mean, radically, this is like Mitch. This is like trying to be happy with a woman from, I don't know, pick a radically different culture than ours, Saudi Arabia. Not easy. Culture's just so different. Now, listen to this. Okay, so the pool of women for young men is small. This explains the marriage thing. The women boycotting marriage, they are unmarriable. You cannot be a hardcore liberal and be marriable. Not by a normal man, not by a normal or somebody who's a conservative. Normals are just, you know, mentally healthy people. Normal people. Just want a normal life. Just want to be left alone. Want to thrive, want to prosper. Not really political. Normals. Normals and conservatives. You can't marry one of these. You can't do it. You're not even making it through date three. There's so many landmines. Now listen to this, and you will see the impact that the left has had. What are the driving factors here? Well, feminism and the culture that tells a woman, get your job first, get your career first. That comes first. No, it doesn't. That's a lie. There's a trap and a lie, and it leads to nothing but loneliness and misery, but they've sold it to the population. My parents sold it to me and didn't even realize they were working for the left. Listen to this. You want to see the real kicker here? You think all of this genderless ideology in our schools, in Greenville County schools, I've posted it to my Facebook page, the screenshots. It's theirs. Teacher's doing it. What's your pronoun? I'll call you by that. You can be whatever gender you want in my class. Just fill out this form. I screenshot it. I got it. Burke Royster wants it. I'll share it with them. They're brainwashing right and left. It's not every teacher. It's about one in each grade that my kids have encountered. It's bad, and it's going to get worse. Oh, but Terry, stop talking about that. Nobody does. Wait, what? Listen to this. Here's the rub. This is it. In a recent survey, 56% of young women reported exclusive attraction to men. Dude, your son's going to need a mail order bride. 56% of young women, that's it? Yeah, the rest are bi. Or gay. Okay, let's do some Common Core math. I'm so confused. 56 minus 100. Somebody help me here. I'm using Common Core math. What is, 44% of young women are gay or bi? No wonder. Oh my God! What is mail order bread from Russia? What are men going to do? So to recap, the absolutely astonishing This genderless ideology is spread. There is no way that occurs in nature. There is no way. 25% of young men, Gen Z, say they're liberal. A record-breaking, shattering 41% of young women say they're liberal. And 44% aren't even straight. So, you need to make sure you give your son, when he turns 13 or 14, the same lecture I gave my daughter. I'm going to give it to my son. Your job right now, you got two big jobs. You got to prepare for your career. You got to do all that. You can walk and chew gum, though. You need to start looking for a spouse right now. Because you only get that good person, that one for one or two times in a lifetime. That's it. That's all you get. Don't miss it. You got to be active. You got to be proactive. You got to be joining groups. And this should start in your teens. It's going to have to. You got a plan for this. Got a plan for this. Text writes, but you're right. There are no men left. I have an 18-year-old stepson who was just completely brainwashed. It's so bad. His mother and I had to kick him out. He's completely consumed by his feelings and self-gratification. You have to take control of that. I'll tell you how next. I told you I'd tell you how to save your boys. They may be saving themselves. It's a very alarmed New England professor not too long ago. I did a whole Battleground podcast on this. She realized that, in her son, her eighth grade son's class, junior high, all the boys were radicalized, she said. And what had happened is they're going on the chats for video games. People are swapping Jordan Peterson videos, Ben Shapiro videos, Matt Walsh videos, Brandon Tatum videos. And these young men are watching. She said, they're becoming radicalized. No, they're becoming men. And it's like the counterculture now. She's just freaking out. I'm like, God, they're not going to be liberal. I know. Well, she said she wanted to up the indoctrination in school. Do that, honey. It'll make it worse. But these numbers are staggering. And it shows you what our boys face. And we got kind of the answer to the question we asked yesterday when we were going over the article, are women boycotting marriage? I mean, you now have... You now have a shocking, 43% of women married by the age of 35, right? And so yesterday, this discussion kind of went in the direction of, well, men aren't really men anymore. But this is looking like sort of the opposite. I mean, there's a problem with that, too. Don't get me wrong. But then you get to this. Used to be about 25% of young men and about 25% of young women were liberal, okay? And for men, that hasn't changed. It's 25% today. It's almost right on the nose. But young women, Generation Z, it's 41% are liberal. Young men's 25. Anyway, they go through all the reasons, and they blame Donald Trump, and they blame abortion ruling and all that stuff, Me Too and all that stuff, right? As blah, blah, blah. And then you get down to this, and you're like, oh, my gosh, listen to this. The Survey Center for American Life did this survey. An all-time record high of young women. 44% identify as either lesbian, gay, or bisexual, or lesbian or bisexual, excuse me. 56% are exclusively attracted to men. 44% are not. Who's your son going to marry? Serious question. I mean, that demographic, that does not work. Folks, we're not going to have family formation in this country. Not like we have. I mean, some will, obviously. You got to get real about this. You have to strategize about this every bit as much as you strategize about your child's career. What church are you going to? Join the youth group. Take them to the firing range. Find places they can meet people like us. That pool is getting smaller and smaller. I feel bad for young men. By the way, a staggering record 25% of young men say they're either gay or bisexual. Okay? But it's nowhere near what it is for women, 44%. Folks, that does not happen in a single generation. That does not happen. This is brainwashing. This is recruiting. This is what this is. Every generation has people who are gay. That is not abnormal. That has happened throughout all of society for all of history. It's not unusual. But it has always been 4 to 5%. Not 44%! So those of you who say, stop talking about this stuff, Terry, nobody really, you're just exaggerating trying to get ratings. There it is. That is what happens when the number one subject in school is your gender. is your sexuality. And believe me, it's in Greenville County Schools. It is everywhere.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.